comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is BAM here with the Shit Goose.
Yep.
Novak and Mike Nutt, my avid editor. And I'm talking in a monotone voice because...
Good word, I like that word.
Yeah. ...hopped up on loads of morphine.
You lucky fuck.
So,
damn.
If I told you what I did in the past 24 hours, you probably wouldn't believe me. Well, you guys would believe me, but if I had to tell the average... If I had to tell the average Joe on the side of the road, he'd be like, you're a liar.
So let's hear this shit.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm dying to hear it. I'm your friend.
It all started 24 hours ago when I was taking a shit. I get a text message on my phone from Lil Jon, the rapper. He says to come to the Marriott in Philadelphia to have a drink with him. So I wasn't doing anything that day except taking a shit. So I hop in the car. I drive all the way to the Marriott thinking I'm going to have a drink. The blue Hummer. So then, I meet him in there. I'm like, so what are you doing in Philly? He's like, hop on the tour bus because we got Eminem and 50 Cent and Pitbull and all of these like rappers and stuff.
You're killing Novak here with that. I'm just saying that.
And they're playing a show. I go to the Tweeter Center and have this big old show. I have a few drinks and then it's like, fuck it. Why don't you just come to come with us on the tour bus and then we'll go to 50 Cent's house and then we'll kick it all day. So I followed him in the Hummer.
The whole crew went or just 50 Cent? The whole bus went?
The whole bus.
Eminem, all the rappers were there?
Dude.
The whole entourage, everything.
So we get to 50 Cent's house. It is the biggest fucking house I've ever seen.
Mike Tyson's old house, right?
Yeah, and everybody who's lived there had horrible luck. Like, you know, Tyson's broke is a joke. He actually was getting a house built in L.A., and he had to cancel midway because he ran out of cash.
How do you say that when you're at that level? Like,
it's horrible.
You know contracts?
You actually texted me, and you said the walls are made of Gucci, and you said you think he's going to be an MC Hammer soon.
Well, it could happen. Well, this is because the guy who was telling me about the house said that everybody who lives in that house has horrible luck. And besides Mike Tyson, there's a guy in there that was just a real estate dude who was just fucking loaded. He got caught doing some shady shit. Now he's in jail for fucking life.
Oh, my God.
Something like that. And then there's another story before that. But, dude, he has 50 bedrooms. He has, like,
no, really, it's
three
like 24
pools.
Bedrooms or something?
He
like
has
that?
A club inside of his house.
Yeah.
He has, like, an entire gym. Like, dude, you thought Mitch's gym was something? Times that by two, and that's his gym.
Are you serious? And he lives there alone, right? It's just him.
Probably him and a...
Well, he probably has his workers.
I'm sure he has, like, dude, the maintenance alone to that place would probably take 10 dudes working all day just to keep it updated.
Shitbirds would hate life if he had to work for that guy.
Rooms. He had about 5 pool tables. All the walls were, like, Gucci cloth, like the purses that cost $1,000, like that print, but like he had it all over the walls.
So tell us how it went down. You get to his house. What do you do?
Like, what do you do there?
Like, does he say, yo, what's up? Come in, do what you want. Like, what's he do?
Party at Dom Perignon or
your room? What's going on?
Well, I didn't want to be like the dude to say what's up and all that, so I just kind of let him like come over to me and then he was like talking to somebody, walking around his big moat with a fountain in it.
On the phone he was talking?
He was like talking to like one of his homeboys or whatever, and me and Missy were laying on this like lounge chair, and she was like on top of me.
Fam's making out with his girlfriend
and
in 50's house.
And I like,
he hadn't even said hi yet.
And I have like a mojito and shit, and then he walks by and he just goes, that chair never looked better like that. And I'm just like, haha, cool, man. And he's like, you didn't hear me, nigga. I said, that never looked good like that. I'm serious.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. No, like, he was stoked because, like, it looked like I was getting ready to get blowed on that chair or something. Like, he got all stoked on it. He's like, that's the best that chair's ever looked. So then, I said, what's up? And then, like, the girl that he was with, dude.
What's the girl like? White, black?
She was black, but then 30 minutes later, he had his arm around some other girl, and then five seconds later, oh, dude, I think he had, like, a tour bus of, like, 100 models show up. And, dude, and, like, you'd think that if they have, like, thong bikinis on, like, that's cool because that's, like, their beach wear, but the fact that they have high heels on tells that that's their primped-up outfit to try to get humped by one of those
high heels
dudes.
Are nice,
just
man.
Begging for that dick of 50 cents.
Yeah, like, one girl walked by Lloyd Banks, you know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Dude,
man,
he had on this.
Man, you with all my idols, man.
Dude,
fuck.
He had the biggest diamond necklace on, and then he had the Statue of Liberty just covered in diamonds. It must have been at least $100,000.
So what the bitch do when she walked by?
Well, she walked by. He's like, "Damn, girl, so what's up?" You know, and she was just like, "What's up with what?" He's just like, "You want to do this?" Like, and she was like, "All right." And then they just went to, like, dude, those girls must have been hired to show up on a tour, but, like, hired a modeling agency come in to just bang out him and all of his boys.
I mean, Lloyd Banks sealed the deal with, "Damn, girl, what's up?" That's all it took to seal the deal.
It's all it was.
Like, dude, like, you're a multimillionaire. I don't even know if you have that fool.
I could tell that he just met her at that point.
Right there was his first intro.
Yeah. "Damn, girl, what's up with you?" Like, it was just so mellow.
Look
like
on Novak's face. When you're actually up there and texting me and telling me about that shit,
Novak,
every time I said
day.
50 Cent, he would just, like, almost, like, break down.
I would almost forget about it, and he's like, "Yeah, so Bam's just taking me for 50. I'm like, "Shut the fuck up!" And I'm like, "Yo, you got
so
to change
too,
for 50?
He was having, like, a barbecue, so some people couldn't. They had to, like, park out on the street. Dude, he had all these cops there, like, so much high-tech security. Like, I stopped at this shitbag mobile station, like a gas station, to try to find, like, a map of Farmington where he lives, because it's, like,
it's right near Hartford.
I pull in and I'm just like, "I'm trying to find, like, Poplar Hill Drive, and, you know, you have, like, a map that I could buy?" They're like, "Wait, where are you trying to go? 50 Cent's house? What, do you just want to drive by and look at it?" I'm just like, "No, I'm actually..."
They didn't know who you were?
No. It was just like some old lady or whatever, like, "Nah, actually, I have to go there, actually, you know?" She's like, "Damn, what'd you do?" I'm like, "I just ride a skateboard. I don't know.
I just break shit, babe."
Dude, that house is insane. Anyway, they let me, like, drive up onto the...
You got VIP,
like,
drive
property.
Up. What do you think of your Hummer, the blue Hummer?
I don't know if you saw it. It was just parked up with all these Bentleys and Maybachs. Dude, if I had the fucking Lambo, you know why I didn't have the Lambo? Because this dipshit put synthetic oil in it, which is completely the wrong stuff. I told this exotic dealer guy, I'm like, "Look, my Lambo takes special oil and it's low as shit." And he's like, "Yeah, it's synthetic." I'm like, "Are you sure?" And it happened to be the wrong kind. So now it's sitting in the fucking garage. You got to get it towed to the dealership to get the... because I can't even drive. I have to get it drained out.
You might have to get a whole new...
It's going to have to cost $500 to get an oil change.
Well, they got
to
pay for that, not you.
No.
He does.
Who, the guy?
To put it in.
Then I got to cause this big-ass deal and shit.
See, when you got money, when, like, you don't got time to spend to save $500.
You might need a whole new transmission in there, gear shift.
No.
Yo, so fuck all that car shit. Was Eminem there?
Fuck all that car shit.
Yeah, but he was, like, up at the, like, top... Dude, he is
What's his deal? Tell me about him.
He is so over, like,
fans
talking to people. Like,
I heard he's already retired.
There was at least 100 broads there with just thongs on, with just, like, some girls had, like, pearl thongs going up their ass. They might as well have been naked, you know what I mean? And, like, he was just upstairs. He must have been in 50's room just sitting there, like, chilling. Because when I was sitting out on the lawn chair, I was looking up, like, at the windows and shit, and, like, I could totally see him just sitting up top with, like, two dudes.
Did we just computer work in? Like,
no, just looking out the window, looking at all the girls and stuff. But
really?
Yeah. And, like, I think Kim...
Little Kim?
No, Kim was there. Kim Mather.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to know her deal,
man.
Are
they back together again?
She was there at the concert, and he didn't talk any shit on her at the concert, so they must be on.
How's she look in person? She's right. She's, like, taller than me.
She had, like, a Kamal hat on her. Kamal. What is it called?
Kamal.
The one of those crazy fucking fur hats.
Alaskan sumo things.
Kangol.
Kangos.
So I'm going to devote this next song to Eminem, Kim Mathers, 50 Cent, and Lloyd Banks.
What song?
A hymn song.
Oh, man. Dude, I've been begging to play this 50 Cent song for years. We should play it
out of
time tonight.
Out of Control remix.
No,
that,
for the
man.
Love of Baltimore. All about heroin, dude.
Maybe.
He took you to his house.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, maybe we'll play.
Dude, I've been trying for years to get this song on.
Oh, dude. Not to mention rap music. I go up to Lil Jon's, but he has a whole tour bus with a studio in there.
He has a studio.
And I forget this his one friend's name, but he was playing me a song. He was so stoked on it, and he was so serious, and I was just laughing my ass off, but he didn't know what I was laughing at. Like, he was dead serious, like, fuck yeah, this is gonna be, like, the new club hit. Like,
it suck?
It didn't suck, it was funny. It was just like, you're a freak, I'm a freak, she's a freak, let me put
I can just picture the beat,
yeah, yeah, it's like, do-do-do-do-do, you know, like,
that down south,
and it was like, I'm a freak, you're a freak, she's a freak, I put my finger in your duty hole. I'm like, duty hole?
That's his actual words?
I want to put my finger in your duty hole, but he wasn't, like, laughing about it. Like, when he was singing the words to me, serious. To the beat, like, because he was actually singing along in the tour bus, and he was, like, wiggling his finger, like, I put my finger in your duty hole.
Like, do the concert for you. That's the radio edit version, instead of saying asshole, you say duty hole.
But you can say asshole, can't you?
No, probably not. Really not.
No. Damn. Unless it's serious.
My head is bleeding right now.
Yeah, it is. I can't even look at it, man. I can't look at it.
It's pretty good.
It's dripping blood onto the set list of music.
Wait, did I even say that I fell into the fucking... Did I say that I got staples?
Yes, you did. We just started.
I never even got to the fucking morphine part.
Dripping blood onto the set list.
Let's take a little picture, G.
Oh, dude.
Someone get up a napkin.
I can't play a song right now. I gotta see what happened.
All right, going, dude.
So I was at 50 Cent's house. I chilled there. Then I drove all the way down to New Hope, which is probably the coolest PA town I've ever seen. It's a witch town. So I had a drink there.
What's the New Hope?
Then I drove to Evil Jared Hasselhoff's house where he was filming Cribs.
Hasselhoff.
And then I drove a banana car into a lake. And then Jared told me that the lake was 7 feet deep. So I did a gainer off the top of the car when it was floating.
A gainer?
And it was 2 feet deep.
Oh, I can't even look at your face.
I hit my head so hard that I went to the hospital. And now I have 12 staples in my head.
Look
I just
way,
got.
And ladies and gentlemen, he's telling me the story.
He's bleeding.
I'm looking over the other way. I glance at his face, and he's got blood dripping from his forehead, completely covering his eye, down his face.
I got rushed to the hospital. They do all these x-rays, and they never looked at my head for 2 hours. I'm like, is somebody going to look at my head or fix it or something? They're like, well, your neck seems to be all right. I'm like, my neck isn't the fucking problem. I mean, it hurts like fuck, but I have a gash 7 inches big,
yeah,
long.
Give that,
this is a first.
Do it now.
Bam's bleeding from the head and still doing his
job. So, I went to the hospital. I was there all goddamn day, and now I have 12 staples in my head, and I'm playing a new hymn song. This song's called Wings of a Butterfly. And it's on their new album coming out on my birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't respect anything else, respect the motivation of him doing this radio show right now.
Man.
He's got blood dripping from his face down his mouth off on the paper, dude.
Let's hear this.
You gotta put them up.
With the wings off a butterfly, this is him, Radio Bam, Serious Money,
Faction.
action, baby.
I guess.
Now back to
Radio
Bam. What'd you guys think of that hymn song?
That was good. I actually liked that. When's that album
very
out
good.
Again? Your birthday?
Yeah, September 28th.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, I think they're actually going to be playing like a Viva La Band show in Miami right before the music awards with CKY.
Really?
No shit.
So that'd be good.
Are they playing? When are they playing in Philly?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm rigging this Viva La Band's tour right now, all through October and November.
Well, is the bands on the album going to play, or just a few set bands? You know?
Yeah, it's we're going to switch it up a bit with all the bands. I don't know. My head's bleeding right now.
Yeah,
I'm like
morphine's kicking in.
Yeah.
Bam, let me give you a test here, buddy.
we think this is going to be great.
Since you're good with geography, I typed this up for you.
This is a test to see.
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah. All right. What's the capital of Bahrain?
Bahrain?
Yeah, Bahrain.
Morphine's kicking in. Wait. What's it start with?
M.
Oh, Manamar.
Holy shit.
All right, Croatia.
Zagreb.
Estonia.
Tallinn.
Haiti.
What's it start with? P?
P.
Port-au-Prince.
Holy shit, man.
Zimbabwe.
He's got it locked.
Does it start with an H?
Yes.
Herrera.
I'm right. Seeing, but I'm not believing.
Yeah, Grenada.
Grenada. Holy shit, what does it start with?
S.
He's got it.
Salva, I don't know.
All right, forget that.
What is it?
St. George's.
I don't know.
Lebanon.
The S, right?
Lebanon, Beirut.
Uruguay.
Montevideo.
Guam.
What does it start with?
H.
Fuck. Guam.
That's not the capital.
Give me more. Say the first syllable.
H-A.
I don't know. What is it?
Hagnata. All right. Two more. Three
can't
more.
Can't even pronounce it.
Fiji.
Suva.
Nepal.
Kathmandu.
Albania.
Tyrene.
And how about Andorra?
Andorra?
Yeah.
Was that new?
I think so.
Never heard of it.
Forget it.
What is it? How do you know these
holy
things?
Holy shit, man.
Andorra is Andorra Lavelle.
He's traveled the planet.
No. Ever since I've known him, since he was a little kid, all he does is stare at the world maps and just studies capitals of...
How many of them have you been to out of what you just named?
None.
But you can seriously ask him any question. I mean, you know, ask him like a country, a state, and he'll know.
Well, the thing was...
It's amazing.
I realized one day that if I just learned like 40 more capitals, I would know all of them in the world. So I just like drove back and forth to New York when I was 17, and I just wrote all these capitals on a shoebox, and I just kept looking at them like during the entire drive, because I was always going to New York to like skate or try to fucking get in a movie or something. So I was driving back and forth, and I just had it all taped to a shoebox on the passenger seat, and I would just like be like, Bahrain, Manamar. And then I would just say it again.
Amazing, yeah.
I would just keep saying like 10 in a row, and then finally I just
I'll come up with a list next week, next show.
Fuck, you caught me off guard, too. I probably would have got him all
still,
if I would have been.
No, you were outside talking. We figured he's brilliant while you're hiding up.
Yeah, we figured like you might not get it.
If I had a multiple choice like for a test, I'd get every fucking one of
these. Yeah, no, I know you would.
Like, as all I need to know is like the first letter, and then I'd know it.
I'll catch you off guard next time. I'll do it.
So, yeah, so you stayed at 50 Cent's house, right, that night?
Man, you just can't get over 50 Cent. Can you, man?
I can't.
He was bumming all
day. So you're bumming because
you stayed in his house, right?
I stayed till about... I fell asleep there.
And then where'd you go? Because you stayed
at
there,
about 2:30 or 3, then I left and I drove to Port Jarvis. You know where that is?
Went to Port Jarvis?
You know where that is?
Yeah. What is that?
That place is a shithole.
It's a shithole.
It's like, man? It's on the border of...
It's like Jersey and upstate...
No, upstate New York, PA and Jersey.
Jersey.
Like, like, there's probably a point where you could be in all four or all three corners. So I stayed in Port Jarvis.
At a hotel or something?
Yeah, then I drove all the way down the coast of Route 611, which is probably the coolest drive ever.
That's like Broad Street in a weird way.
No, it's just right down the Delaware River from upstate New York, like through the Delaware Water Gap, and then...
eventually it will connect to Broad Street, because 611 is Broad Street.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So I rode that all the way to New Hope. And everybody told me that New Hope was like a cool ass like town. It's like a witch town, dude. Like,
yeah.
like they have stores with like upside down stars and it says like witchcraft.
Surprised you didn't bring any weird shit home with you.
I wanted to
weird shit.
I lost my credit card at 50 Cent's house.
Did you lose 1/4 out of your pocket? Remember we talked about that last week? How you always lose shit. You keep one in one pocket, one in the other.
Yeah, so that's what I did. So my
right. All these right? credit cards float around at 50 Cent's house.
It really is. Man. I thought my passport was too. He had an ice cream truck come over, and he was serving everybody lobsters and filet mignons.
Oh, man.
Out of an ice cream truck.
Dude, I will take a dig in the ass for free to experience that day, man. I'm telling you.
Because your weekend was not
He had a stage there, and Lloyd Banks performed and shit.
Sure, buddy.
And Tony Yayo, you know?
Yeah, he's on house arrest.
Is he?
Yeah, he just came over from prison.
Well, his last name is Tony Cocaine, so I'm sure he's doing bad things.
Did any of them do bad things? Do you see any weird activities going on party-wise? You know, like
nah, I actually don't even think 50 drinks.
Really?
I don't even think he smokes weed either.
I've never seen him talk about weed. I've seen him have beers or something on some show or something.
I don't think he drinks. I really don't.
He might not now. Tony Ayo, he used to sell coke, and he did go to prison for coke. He just came out. Didn't you see the box? He's got a box on his his thing.
Yayo is so
coke. How can you be disagree with that? What's your name, son? Tony Yayo, officer. What's that? I'm not. I mean, my grandmother gave it to me. Fuck, you're involved with cocaine. Who are you fooling?
So, do you do any hard drugs such as heroin, cocaine, or crystal meth? No, officer. What's your name again? Tony Yayo. And you don't do cocaine.
Okay, empty your pockets, young man. Oh, I got, you know, a couple $1,000 wraps here. Let me take my 24-carat platinum necklace off. I'm legit. I work 9 to 5.
Damn, you have a fat wad of cash there. Like, where did that come from? I did some hard work down there. I worked down there at the arcade, the video arcade.
Officer, you know, it's been raining a lot. Grass is growing, man. My lawnmower hasn't stopped running yet.
I've been working for my buddy's lawnmower company. It's been summertime, been raining like crazy, so the lawn like grows a little faster. So I've been cutting a lot of lawn.
I got all kinds of new customers, officer. I swear, I got paychecks to show where this money came from. Who the fuck you lying, rapper?
This actually made me want to look into a phone book right now and just see if anyone's last name is heroin.
I just love the way these guys live, dude.
You know?
Yeah. Because I don't know, they just get their...
Well, how many albums do you think... 50 sold, probably 15 million.
Well, his first one, dude, went platinum.
That sold like
10 times over.
7 to 14
his
million.
New one, I mean, his new one, it grew on me, but For the Love of Baltimore is the best song I probably ever heard rap-wise. God, it's so good. Plus, it's about heroin, so that sold me right away.
His first album was...
Oh, it was great.
That was...
That's the only rap album I can listen to front to end without skipping tracks. It's really that good.
I'm a skipper, man.
I think 50 Cent likes, like, all the shit that we do, because he just... pushed Steve-O down a flight of stairs of 10. Like 10,
really?
Flat 10, 10, flat 10.
A triple set.
He pushed him off a triple set in one of those luggage carts.
Oh, man.
How broke off did Steve-O get? You hear about it?
Well, he was fine. I mean, he doesn't have fucking 12 staples in his head, so.
He got 12 staples from diving in a goddamn
2 feet of water, man. That is insane.
I don't know, I mean, shit.
You're lucky, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm calling today hysterical. She's like, Pam's in the hospital. No one knows where he's at. Miss one has her phone. No one's doing the radio show. It's just you and shitbirds. I get here like, Dico's here. Everyone's here except you.
Yeah, we can't
like,
we're your just
mom,
like,
your mom was flipping out. I was at Westchester Dining with Oz and shit evening. I was in panic mode.
How we did the introduction last week? And we were like, yeah, Bam's in the hospital. We never said if he's okay or not. We're just like, yeah, he's in the hospital. And so how was your weekend?
I know, I heard the funniest story today. I never really knew how fucking shitbird here. I mean, how G got the gill. I knew he got it from a diving board kind of. But what you always lack to explain is
tell
the fact that
people want to know about the gill story.
Tell the Woodward story.
You told it today. It was hilarious.
You want me to explain this or you want to explain
how you took his car, you drove it home, you parked in no
parking. Basically, I was like, 16 years old, I didn't give a fuck about shit. I dared Jimmy to do a triple front flip off the high dive at Woodward. He ruptures his spleen, he starts coughing up blood. I'm still laughing about it.
Yeah.
Then he decides, raised by the pool.
Then he decides to go to the to the hospital.
No, to the nurse's office.
To the nurse's office. They ship him to the hospital. We take the keys to his car, leave him in Woodward, and then we find Shaquille O'Neal rap CDs, and we're just like, is G really listening to this? And we were just chucking him out the window on the way home.
I'm in the hospital for 2.5 weeks in Penn State.
Hey, this dude's father comes and picks him up because Bam and Maldonado stole his truck.
But not only
is that the worst, Bam pulls up to G's house and finds a spot that says no parking and says fuck off to the truck. G comes out of the hospital 3 weeks later, all because he did what Bam asked him to do, and comes home to like 50 tickets on his windshield.
There's like $200 worth of tickets, and had a boot, and there was a boot on it too, actually. But it was insane.
All because he didn't feel like waiting around.
I was in the hospital. I was in intensive care unit. I had 2.5 pints of blood in my stomach. And they had to pump that shit out. Meanwhile, this fucker takes my truck and just joyrides it back to Philly.
Makes his dad come get him.
What a great
All
friend.
I gotta say is that I've ruptured my spleen, I've broke my foot 3 times, I've broken my tailbone.
You ruptured your appendix.
Ruptured my appendix, And then I've broke my wrists and arms probably 11 times now.
Yeah.
And I would have to say that getting 12 staples in your fucking head is the worst pain out of all of them.
You know, it's funny because I've actually haven't had any problems at all from skating or nothing. Never really broke shit.
I'm on morphine right now, and it still hurts.
But morphine, I've had one problem. I've had 12 staples on my head. Exactly what you had. I've had exactly 12 staples on my head when I went through a windshield. It hurt like a bitch. But when they pull the staples out, you feel nothing. You don't even feel them pulling them out.
So really?
Yeah, it's like, seriously, you don't even know that they're doing it. It just comes right out. But it's weird. I've never had any problems where I've had exactly 12 staples in my head. You can see the line. It's fucked up.
I mean, I got punched down in the face one time, and that was bad.
Wasn't that the first day that you moved to Philly?
Yeah.
What an intro.
A mobster.
The first day moves like, geez, like, yeah, I'm from Wayne, New Jersey. You know, I'm going to move all my things. He didn't even move his luggage into his house yet. And already, this guy's just like, beep, beep, come on, asshole, go, motherfucker. And he's just like, fuck you. And then the guy gets out. He's this big Italian guy. Just drops him right onto the floor.
Oh, so bad. I had a broken nasal.
You guys deserve, you little fuck. You sitting around your mouth.
Shiku said fuck you to the wrong. No, the guy was behind him. He was like a mafia dude. And he's just like, beep, beep, come on, motherfucker, go. And then G just leans out. He's like, fuck you.
With that much
the guy gets out, rips him out of his car, and knocks him out cold.
What'd you do? Were you really knocked out?
He hit me, and I felt, well, you know, you don't remember when you get knocked out like an hour.
This is
what's been told, because a lot of people, my friends, witnessed it. The dude, like, I turned around, and he's right there and just sucker punched me, and my head fell back, and the back of my head landed on the edge of the curb, and that's what really knocked me out.
Ow.
He probably just broke up with his girlfriend. He was just like mad at the world.
Actually, the girlfriend I moved down to Philly with,
who's that?
She ended up fucking one of my good friends, and now they're married and have a kid together.
Who, Jody?
Not Jody.
I was going to say, how does this skinny-ass heroin hip pop out a kid like that?
Nah, this girl Liz. I don't know if
that girl's on so much goddamn E, it's retarded.
Is she E-head? E-head?
Jody?
She's a... She is the biggest rave head I've ever met. Dude, probably every second I've met her, she just did a line, and now she's doing E.
Show up at your house for sex with like glow sticks.
Dude, she's so fucking shallow that she would actually be like, Gee, saw you on Viva La Bam last night. Why don't you come over here and fuck me? And she'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I'll be over like 10 minutes.
She would totally agree.
Do you want anything from the store?
But it's not like she would see it and then be like, Gee, we should hang out sometime. No, I saw you on Viva La Bam and I want to fuck you tonight.
Man, but that's a good thing. As long as you don't love the bitch.
Yeah, no.
But yo,
did though, G.
G, you were hard over heels with that whore.
We were together for a while, brother.
That means nothing. She's a fucking e-popping, coke-sniffing rave whore that fucks with glow sticks in her hand.
I think she was. She was.
She has glow stick dildos that she probably just sits on and drives around town as she pops in.
I think she turned into a religious freak now, so.
That's what happens when you're a drug addict.
Drug addicts do that, dude.
Yeah,
they go from drug addicts. Then you see his tattoo. I found God at some point.
Yeah,
it don't really act like it now, but I did drugs. I get this goddamn Lord Pray For Me tattoo on me, and I feel like I found God. Then my mom tries. She calls me up when I'm in this rehab. It's only 28 days. She's like, well, Novak,
you got about 10 more days. I'm not letting your ass come back home. I found this place for you. I'm like, all right, mom, sign me up. The fucking car comes to pick me up. I'm thinking it's a recovery house. It's a fucking a prayer house in the middle of Pennsylvania. Like I canceled the whole trip and ended up shooting dope again because I didn't want to. I wasn't going there.
Just because you didn't want to do that?
Yeah, dude, I'm not going to go to prayer study all day. You know, sit in big cornfields and read Bibles. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, mom, don't worry about it. Everything's good. I found God.
Now let me get $100.
Damn, girl, look at you. Yo, man, I want to buy you a drink. Yo, bam, let me get $5.
No, that's the type of dude I'll fucking none. You actually called me up the other night. You're like, you got any nuns I can fuck?
Yeah, partner.
Dude, nuns are the fucking most ugly bitches I've ever seen.
What about Amish?
Dude, I think it's a tie.
Amish and nuns are neck and neck.
Dude, why are nuns so fucking ugly?
Thanks. Hey, there you go, fellas.
I think Serious Radio is just like, I don't think we should talk about how ugly nuns are and fucking them.
Fuck nuns, they're ugly as shit.
Well, fuck nuns. We'll talk about Amish bitches.
Yeah.
Because Amish bitches can't even own a radio because they can't use fucking batteries because they're stupid idiots.
And apparently they don't believe in razors because they all have fucking mustaches. I mean, why? Come on.
Think about it.
Well, I get it.
We have all this technology, editing systems.
Anything
we have,
you want.
Boom boxes, we have anything you can watch TV and play video games in your car if you want, and these dipshits are still rubbing two sticks together to light their candle so they can read a fucking book.
They're still pissing and shitting in buckets.
They could have a goddamn bobcat come in and they could put up a house in 2 days. Instead, these dipshits are doing the hardest work lifting it up themselves, trying to hammer it down, taking 2 years to build it. It's like, are you stupid?
I just hope they have like 20 mil in the bank because they don't spend their money on
that's
dick.
What I'm saying.
Like,
man.
They don't got no electricity bill, no cell phone bills, no cable bills.
Corn? Do they
better have
corn to make a living?
I saw some Amish people doing work on a house down the street, and so you can see Amish from a mile away. I swear to God, I'm driving past the house, and they got the fucking the overall straps, and they all got that bobcat haircut, long blonde with just like a straight around bob.
Ishmael.
Yeah, just like Ishmael.
Ishmael
from the movie.
Ishmael, feed the horses because we need them to have energy so they can take us to the store. You fucking idiot. I'm going to smoke you so bad passing you in my Hummer. I'm going to go to the grocery store.
Horses.
I'll watch a movie. I'll go to fucking Jepip and back, and I'll still beat you to wherever you're going.
Because what's some the capital, state?
What's the capital of that one?
Yeah, what's the capital of Jepip, genius?
Pago, Pago.
I'll believe it because I don't know anything.
I do believe
it too. I'm like, good job. You are smart. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't think Jepip even exists.
Yo, man, remember that fucking stalker bitch that caught up Fairmans and killed Ayers looking for me and said, and caught up Sirius saying that we said we'd buy our plane ticket to come here and shit?
Oh, man. Oh, dude. Well, I gotta hear the love of Baltimore for this before we talk about
it. Yeah, that. Man.
Man. 50 Cent, love of Baltimore. It's all about
first,
heroin.
This is the first hip hop?
This is the first hip hop. Radio Bam Series 28.
All about heroin from Baltimore where I shot dope. Later.
She loves me now, yeah, she loves me now. The fiends need me, I ain't around, they bones ache. Detox, rehab, cold sweat, watch you shake. I'm not that genie in a bottle, I'm in a bag. Take one hit, and slide off to the land of each man. When we first met, I thought you never doubt me. Now you trying to leave me, you'll never live without me. Girl, I'm missing you, come and see me soon. Tie your arm up, put that lighter under that spoon. Now put that needle to your arm, princess. Stick it in, relapse, back, bitch, don't ever try that again. All the shit I did for you, I made you feel good. We have a love thing, you treating this like it's just a fling. What we have is more sacred than a vow or a ring. You broke my heart, you dirty bitch, I won't forget what you did. If you give birth, I'll already be in love with your kids. Listen, I don't give a damn if your ass starts smoking, but we have a bond that is not to be broken. You got a love thing, girl, you tried to leave me, but you need me. Can you see you're addicted to me? You got a love thing, I can take you higher, girl. Fuck up with me, you can be all you can be. You got a love thing, girl, you tried to leave me, but you need me. Can you see you're addicted to me? You got a love thing, I can take you higher, girl. Fuck up with me, you can be all you can be. Baby, you know, on the low, your sister been eyeing me. I'm good looking, so you know, so she be trying me. Her, she bisexual. She fuck with that girl. But boy, oh boy, fucking with me is a whole nother world. After the first night, you fall in love, then chase the feeling. I hung out with Marvin when he wrote Sexual Healing. Kurt Cobain, we were good friends, Ozzy Osbourne too. I be with rock stars, see you lucky, I'm fucking with you. I chill with Frankie Lyman and Jimi Hendrix crew. See, this is new to you, but to me, this ain't new. I lived a lavish life, listen if the mood is right. Me, you, and your sister could do the do tonight. I never stay you wrong, hype, I make you calm. I'll be your incentive for reason for you to move forward. Let's make a date, promise me you'll come and see me. Even if it means you'll have to sell your mama's TV. I love you, love me back, no one said loving me be easy. We got a love thing, girl, you tryna leave me, but you need me, can you see? You're addicted to me. We got a love thing, I can take you higher, girl. Fuck up with me, you can be all you can be. We got a love thing, girl, you tryna leave me, but you need me, can you see? You're addicted to me. We got a love thing, I can take you higher, girl. Fuck up with me, you can be all you can be. I love you. I got you barefooted on glass, chasing a dove. That monkey on your back symbolizes my love. Your friends talk bad about me, bitch. You sit there and listen to over and over, you hurt me. My love is unconditional, they talk to you when you up, you down, they got nothing to say. But when you call, I come running. I always take the pain away. They set you up to let you down, they crown you crown queen. They know about me behind your back, they call you a fucking fake. We just be alone, so I can kiss and hug you, push me inside you. No other man can love you like I do. Call me daddy, I make you feel good. I mean real good, I find pleasure in pleasing you like a real man. Sure, it was written long before, so it was carved in a tree. Forever me and you, baby, we were meant to be. There's more to life than laughter, what brought us together was fate. And we'll be hand in hand when you walk through those pearly gates. In the seat of that, I'ma do whatever it takes. We got a love thing, girl, you tried to leave me, but you need me, can you see? You're addicted to me. We got a love thing, I can take you higher, girl. Fucking with me, you can be all you can be. We got a love thing, girl, you tried to leave me, but you need me, can you see? You're addicted to me. We got a love thing, I can take you higher, girl. Fucking with me, you can be all you can be.
Hi, kids. Holy Lord. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band of Serious 28 Fashion.
That was 50 Cent and Lloyd Banks.
Unit.
I don't even like hearing you say their names.
This is Radio Bam, and I got Shit Goose here, Heroin Novak, Mike Nutt, my avid editor. We're working on a him documentary, and I'm here on morphine.
Hey, lucky you.
Bleeding out of your head. Lucky you're here, buddy.
If you're new to the show, I just got 12 staples in my head due to diving off of
banana car?
What were you diving off of?
You said banana car.
I drove this banana car into this moat off of like 5 feet high, and then once it landed, I did a gainer off the top because I was standing on the roof.
Were you loaded or something?
No, but Jared did a flip into it, so then I did a gainer right after him, and he told me that it was 7 feet deep, but it was 2 feet deep with major sharp rocks.
How high up were you doing the gainer? You know, how high was the drop?
Well, being it's a big banana car, I went to the top.
Oh, so just off the top of the car.
Yeah, but on the 2 feet, not knowing, I was picturing doing like a nice deep dive, you know?
That's crazy to try a gainer off the top of a hood.
I only did a 1.5, so I landed dive. If I would have barged the gainer, I probably would have been all right.
Man. So what's up with that? I'm just glad you're high on morphine, because I've been begging you to play that song for years, dude. He has to be on hard drugs to play any songs I ever want to hear.
All right.
So let's just keep getting drugs, guys. I want him to play.
You know why I don't play hip-hop? Turn on FM radio, and every motherfucking station is playing, "Man, who's a freak? I'm a freak. I put my finger in your dirty hole."
Yeah, but that song is all about heroin, just heard that. It's great.
I want you to play Nine Inch Nails, man.
I'm playing it some other time.
So yeah, I forgot, dude.
Good.
So the bitch, the stalker bitch, she called up Sirius. She said that we said we'd buy her ticket. She got the big wigs number of Sirius, not like just a regular dude of Sirius, like the high up bosses, and said that Sirius would buy her tickets. She called Fairman's, saying looking for me and you, and she called Kildare's. I'm in town today.
So she's here. Is she trying to bang you out?
Here?
Yeah, but let me tell you a bit what she's like. I'm on the cell phone talking to Hope, you called me up. And
I'm fucking laying serious. It's like, Brandon, this bitch is four times my size lengthwise and eight times my weight, body weight size. The bitch is like a goth. Well, goth bitches like me. Why are them gothic bitches like me? Like, I like primped up pretty bitches with primp nails and pretty hair.
You dress gothic-y and,
but I don't
metally, whatever. I don't know.
I just wear his shit. This is all Bam shit I wear.
You do have a Cradle of Filth shirt that says Gilded Cunt.
Yeah, well, that's good. But I like the gnarliness. A girl that, like, probably dances or, like, gets her fucking manicure.
Then dress up in a suit and tie, button up, and go, football!
Like, you're right. On, very good.
Salute this guy.
So the bitch, she walks up. Sticks. She's like, Brandon. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I wasn't even stoked to talk to a broad like this, dude. I'm like, yeah.
She's going to be listening to this next week.
Who cares? What the fuck I do?
I know, hey.
So, and she's shaking. Like, I'm like, you or something. Like, the bitch is ready to have faint over me. I'm like, bitch, I'm like the dirtiest fucking lowlife ever meet. Why are you so ecstatic? And she proceeds to, like, ask if she...
I'm not famous. I'm not a movie star. I have $0 in the bank, and I've been on heroin for 10 years.
Why are you ready to faint?
Why are you ready to faint to see me?
I don't get it my goddamn self. The bitch proceeds to, like, really follow me to my car. And you know how broke I am right
now? Wait.
Listen.
I'm so broke.
I don't have money to pay the meter. I got to park, like, back in the neighborhood so I don't get a ticket. You laugh. I'm serious. So... fucking,
that's why we're laughing.
I turn around and the bitch is like still. I had to fucking put on my Adidas running shoes and like sprint, man, because she was like hot on my tail.
What's the outcome of it?
The outcome is the bitch is crazy. She's a ming hag and she's in town looking for me and I don't like it.
How long is she in town for?
Who the fuck knows or cares?
How much overweight is she?
Well, I'm like 140. She's probably 420. She's like 3.
I know who you're talking
about. Shut up. 280. Do you know how heavy 280 is?
Yeah.
That's like Phil heavy.
Phil 323.
That's heavier than Phil.
I watched Larry Fit Club last night.
I know who you're talking. I've seen photos of this girl. She ain't that.
She doesn't look big. She did what you did, G. She sends fake pictures.
Alright.
You know about that. Say you're this person, but you're really this person.
How heavy is she?
She doesn't look. I just see like from the neck up. So
she's in town.
Is she like 200 pounds or like 220?
She's in the twos.
It doesn't look like it. But hey, that's him. You've seen her in person, and I will stick with
her. I'll tell you, I'll fuck any bro, but this girl I got, and I was sober too, man. I'm like, you know.
So what's up with the Boston chicks this week?
You wouldn't hump her. Are you aware that you just licked a dude's ass?
Oh yeah, we
killed her
the other night. Tell the story.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
I made a bet saying that I'd give Novak $75 and I'd give the other jock $25 if Novak could lick his ass at the bar.
I mean, Novak bar, Friday night, standing room only.
Novak spreads his ass open, licks it up and down, and then I realized that I don't have any money.
I still got paid, but I don't know.
Yeah, I do have a photo.
The funny thing is we had these two Boston fucking bitches, if you're listening, don't ever come back. They come here, they sent us these emails, picks for Novak and G, where he co-signed on that one. So fuck. So they write on the email,
send all pictures to Novak and NG to RyanGphotography.com.
I got a girlfriend now, so I don't care anymore.
So these bitches are like, we'll give you a great story, Novak.
He doesn't care anymore as he's looking at internet porn as we speak.
See, I forgot to tell you, the first night there he came solo. If you don't care, why'd you come solo the first night?
Yeah, G, let's get out.
He's stalled.
I just came. The party, man.
His girlfriend comes every time, but the first time these two girls are here, first night he comes.
Anyway.
His girl might be listening. He's changed something.
Did you put your finger in her duty hole?
Dude, these bitches weren't putting fingers nowhere, man. Tell me, Rhonda, I walk in here and tell them.
All right, we're just chilling out. Just drinking in here. I'm just, just chilling.
Being nice.
Being nice because I'm a nice guy. And fucking this dude comes in naked.
Who's this dude?
This dude is Novak.
In this room,
He comes in fucking naked.
Yo, bitch, why? If you're not gonna fuck right now, just get the fuck out right now. Yeah, I'm naked. I got a small dick. But fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm like, dude.
Get the fuck out. If I'm not gonna put out. If I want girl company, I'll call my sister or my mother to come keep me company. This is where we hang out, but girls, die to get here. So if you're going to let these fans come, do something to be here.
What do you expect the first night they're hanging out with you, lick a dude's asshole?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Why do you think I won't tell you how I feel?
If you looked up taking your morals and chucking them out the window, it would just have a picture of Novak in the dictionary.
Yep. Yep.
Like, if you looked up throwing your morals out the window in the dictionary and it was there, it would just have a picture of Novak, like,
yeah, it's me, Novak. Yeah, it's Novak. How you spell Novak?
All right, but you hung out...
Yo, fam, I'm trying to fill out this paper. Yo, how do you spell Novak?
You hung out with them the second night, though. They're pretty mellow, but they still didn't give you what you want.
The
blonde hair one was nice. The dark hair one...
They can both suck a dick.
Yeah. Attitude problem.
The thing is, if you contact one of us through Sirius Radio saying that you're coming down to party, obviously you listen to the show. Obviously you know that Novak's a scumbag.
They know what's
so
up.
If you met us through Sirius and you're coming down the party and you're not going to put out,
don't come.
It's just going to have Novak complain, and I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And I got to be rude, and I'm a nice guy.
He's going to walk around naked and just whipping his dick.
I mean, maybe they don't have to put out. Maybe they could go skinny dipping in the pool.
Yeah, that's what I said. There was one dude in the pool naked. I'm like, girls, I don't even want to fuck. I told him. I said, look, I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to fuck you. I have no plans on fucking you. But at least just get naked in the pool or something. Like, you're fans. You're here.
Even like a sexy thong or something.
That's all I said.
You don't even have to get in the pool. Just get half naked.
That's all I said, dude.
Jeez.
After you went to bed, the blonde did get in the pool in her underwear.
Yeah, no, she did.
Yeah, after we went to bed. That's like a waste of time.
But her friend just sat there like just...
Boner killer.
Boner killer for her.
Oh, dude. At the 50 Cent house. There's these fucking... Dude, there's about 100...
He just tells me to round up now.
Listen. There's 100 hot-ass models wearing, like, thongs and high heels. But these two Ming hags managed to get in there somehow.
I can't. Now I want to hear the story.
I heard them arguing in the corner. It was so funny. One of the bitches must have yelled at him because in the corner... Because... Where me and Missy were sitting on the lawn chair thing, it was, like, kind of, like, secluded, you know? Like, you'd have to walk out. So they chose there to, like, talk about it. They're just like, look, the only reason why all those girls were saying that we're ugly and we're nasty is because they're just jealous. So just, like, dude, these bitches were fucking Ming and they had back fat. They had, like, buck teeth.
Black or white?
They were white but trying to be black.
Ugh!
But, dude, they...
Do you like that?
I don't know how they got... They must have jumped the fence with their high heels. Like, they must have went in the back, climbed the fence...
They had their pumps on.
Them bitches are hurdling fences to get over there and suck a dick.
If they have pack fat, how do they fit in the high heels?
Dude, I've seen some fat-ass strippers and next to nothing but these heels that are, like, 12 feet long. Dude, I'm telling you,
they swell out.
And it's insane, dude, because when, like, 50 Cent would, like, walk by all the girls, like, they would all, like... poke their asses out extra.
Yeah, like,
and, like,
put the little...
Shove their titties out, like, just try to look extra sexy. And it was like, dude, Missy had on, like, jeans and, like, a nice, like, sexy, expensive long-sleeve shirt or whatever.
Right.
Like, not long-sleeve, but, like, dude, he came up and, like, talked to her because he didn't know that she was there with me, but, like...
Really?
Dude, she was the only chick there that was dressed nice. He's probably so overseeing these bitches with pearl thongs up their ass and shit.
He wants a classy looking
shirt. Because it's kind of, like, it's kind of nasty after a while. Like,
does he have a girlfriend? Did he have a girl there with him, or was he... What was his deal?
Are you kidding me?
Dude, that guy has a house with 50 bedrooms, he could have 50 girlfriends.
So, is he worried about this curse on his house? Did you guys talk, like, about all that shit? Nah, probably not.
He probably doesn't know about it. I mean,
he's got to know. He's got
to
know.
I was talking to a guy from Farmingdale who's been there all his life and shit. He just played piano at this church, and 50 Cent liked the way he played the piano, so he invited him over for the party. So he just told me, like, the all about that house, and, you know, I don't think you should tell 50 that. He'd probably be like, I ain't hanging out with you no more.
They just walk on pins and needles around that dude, man. The life of a fucking millionaire rapper.
I don't think it matters. 50's
See, the thing is, Bam could have that lifestyle, but that's just not what he wants, so that's why it doesn't happen here. But those rappers, that's what the fuck they like, I think, from what I see on videos and shit. I mean.
Well, why wouldn't you like it? You have models showing up just there to fuck. That's it.
Dude, I wonder if someone pays them to do that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Model it, you know?
There's probably a service, to do that stuff. For sure.
So you didn't speak to Eminem at all one time?
No. He didn't come down at all.
I like it, actually. It's really cool. You know what I mean?
It's probably just so...
It's awesome.
But, dude, if you looked up wiping your ass with hundreds, That's what 50 Cent's doing right about now.
Good for him.
That guy must be so rich. I heard G-Unit clothing alone clocked like $50 million or whatever.
Really?
And he probably
and gives,
he probably gives like 3% of it to Lloyd Banks or whatever, so he gets to keep the other $47 million.
Dude, half his homeboys, look, 50 Cent sells records. Lloyd Banks sometimes does.
Does he have an album?
Who?
Lloyd Banks?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I've only heard the ones on video.
He went platinum, I'm sure.
Not like 50 or Eminem.
Yeah.
And those kind of dudes have so much money. And you say, well, here's my album, but you just take like 2% of it. Just to make sure his buddies are always set. It's
always set.
Oh, they don't even got to put albums out and they're millionaires for life. That's dude, I'm telling you.
Bam doesn't do that for you.
They all have. I don't have $50 million. And dude, they all had shirts and posters all over the place that said, game over.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. I heard him and Game were like friends, though. That's all that. Who knows?
No, no. This one's devoted to Game and 50 Cent.
What's this? More rap?
Yeah. It's called Avenged Sevenfold. Bat Country.
A new rapper's album on the block. G-Unit.
Best Bam. Rap song ever. Radio Bam. Series 28 Faction. Woo!
Side. ahead and say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio show now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
We're going hot right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby!
On Faction 28.
That was Avenged Sevenfold.
And that's the millionaire on synthetic heroin.
Synthetic.
If you're new to the show, I just took some morphine as Bam Marge. And,
dude,
I didn't choose to do morphine, but, you know, if you're getting 12 staples in your head from diving on a shallow-ass rock, dude, that rock must have been the sharpest rock in Pennsylvania.
I kind of want to go find it and break my head open to get some morphine.
You should have gotten fentanyl. That's what I got when I lost my spleen.
Man, fuck that, man. Fentanyl's way gnarlier than morphine.
Money?
Bet you money.
I'll bet you anything, dude. I was on fentanyl for two
morphine
weeks.
Morphine is the closest thing to heroin you can get.
Dude, morphine sucked compared to
fentanyl.
Hey, why am I talking to you about
dude,
this?
I am telling you this, man.
You're fat. You're out of shape. You do nothing.
You're
motivation
right,
is zero.
You're
so
right. That's
a waste
all you
conversation.
Know. That's your best retort.
Yo, what do you have to go to court tomorrow for, Mike? Not.
I was, on one of my motorcycles, hauling ass through Philly.
Ticket?
Yeah, I got a ticket, but the way the cop pulled me over was a little bit iffy.
Oh,
yeah.
Is this the one that he threw you down with the gun under?
He threw my helmet down 95.
What? He threw your helmet? Were you by yourself?
Should we tell this story?
Yeah,
tell
the story. This is not even his fault either.
It's not even my fault, dude.
Let's hear it.
It's the beginning of this summer, and what happened was, it was one of those first perfect nights of the summer, so every asshole in Philly had their bike out, you know.
Yep.
And I'm like, shit, dude, I'm just going home. I jump on the highway, jump on 95, going south. Three bikes blow by me, like, doing a buck 20. So I'm like, oh, man, you know. And I'm getting off my exit, and I looked behind me.
What kind
and,
of bike
and,
you
and
on?
And there's a cop. I was on a TL1000, you know, big-ass bike. And so this cop lights me up, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll pull over. I wasn't doing nothing, you know, figuring it. He'll be all mellow. But for some reason, he decided to pull in front of me and full-on crash his car into the median. And
he actually crashed his car?
Yes, he fucked up the front end of his car, crashing the median.
That's just because he was so aggro?
He was so mad at that these other bikes were flying down the highway. I am already off my bike. The motorcycle is turned off.
Fast and Furious style?
Whatever. But so I'm standing there with my hands in front of me, you know, expecting to be all polite to this police officer. And this dude rounds the back end of the car, and he's got his gun out. And 2 inches from my face, inside of my helmet, screaming F-word. Left and right. I couldn't even discern what he said for the first 30 seconds. He was just screaming, fuck this, fuck that. I will effing kill you.
And he took your helmet and threw it.
No. The first thing I was able to get out of what he was saying, he said, get your effing helmet off. So I went to take the strap off, and he pulled me and threw me to the ground with my helmet on and had his gun to my head. So I was like...
With the helmet on?
Yes. I was like...
At least you were safe.
And then... No. You couldn't panic, because if he made any wrong moves, this guy was going to shoot me in the head.
He was that serious?
He was... No. Spitting, you know, like screaming.
Spitting.
So I got my hands up, and I'm like, dude, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You got a gun. I don't. I said, get your effing helmet off. So I finally got
Mike
my helmet.
Mike, say fuck. We're on serious radio.
Serious, buddy.
Say fuck.
That's right. Fuck.
All right.
So I get the helmet off. He takes it out of my hand, wings it down 95. And I'm like, oh, dude, what am I going to do for a helmet now? And doesn't read me my rights, so I'm figuring, like, what's going on here? And he grabs me by the arm. He's got his gun out the whole time. Fucking slams me against the car, opens the door of the car, throws me in the back of the car, and runs around to the front of the car, and gets into the front seat, and is banging on the dashboard, you know, and he's got it, he clocks some dude doing 122 miles an hour.
He must just call his wife cheating or something, dude. There's no reason to be that
bad. Hold on. You don't know what his motivation was, and he's banging on a dashboard, and so finally he stops for 3 seconds. I said,
what kind of cop loses his temper and bangs on the dashboard?
Fuck!
So did he leave your bike there?
And the helmet laying on the ground?
No. Yes. No,
the helmet's down 95.
Well, luckily, in Pennsylvania, you do not have to wear a helmet on a motorcycle.
If you're over 21.
Exactly. And I had to ride. What happened was, as soon as he got in the car, I said, luckily, my father is a captain in the state police, so what I said was, I finally got that out to him, and his jaw dropped. And because he knew he fucked up. He didn't read me my rights.
You name dropped.
Exactly.
You better have a fucking lawsuit on his ass, Mike Nutt.
Well, hold on. We're going to court tomorrow morning.
Fuck
so,
that.
You know, we'll figure this all out. But when he turned around, after I said that, when he turned around and looked at me, like, he knew he fucked up.
It's priceless.
Yeah. He knew. He was like,
Well, my dad's the captain. Not like my dad is a police officer. My dad's the captain of the state police.
He gets, state police are serious. So,
not Philadelphia police. State police.
Not your local police department. A state trooper.
And then he did that, and he immediately jumped out of the car, ran around, and opened the door, got me out of the car, and said, license and registration.
No way.
Like, why would you need to throw me in the back of the car if you weren't going
to
arrest me?
Well, what'd your dad say to you about this?
What's up?
What's your dad's advice?
Well, my dad had called his captain, and apparently this guy had a little problem with
it. Sue that bitch!
Court's tomorrow, man.
You got a lawyer?
Man, no, sue I don't the need fuck a lawyer. Out of here. I don't need a lawyer.
Hey, you need a lawyer.
This
sue
guy,
my
dad.
Was he like a young cop? Like
No. He was almost a veteran. Bitch. You know, he was angry. He was pissed off. You know, he.
Oh,
was,
man, you just gotta say problem. That it was the first nice day of summer. So
exactly. No,
that's
well,
the
I,
reason. Like, if you say that every dude had their bikes out, just be like, three dudes smoked me. You know, I was just cruising down the road. He pulls me over, throws my helmet, puts me in the car, doesn't read me my rights, doesn't ask for anything. Like
He didn't. And the shitty part.
The shitty part was,
I was on the highway, and he threw my helmet, so I couldn't find my helmet. So I had to drive down the highway. Without a helmet on.
Make him pay for a new helmet at least.
Yeah, that's like $200-$300.
It sucked, man. I had to stop like 10 minutes later after I got off the highway and I started shaking. It was pretty bad, man. I thought that was it. I thought I was dead because this dude had his gun in my face and I was like, why the hell would you shoot me for speeding?
Goddamn.
Fuck the police. Play NWA. Fuck the police.
I'm gonna go to bed because this morphine is hurting my head. So.
Kicking in.
Man, you have a good night's sleep, that's for sure.
All right.
You don't wake up for like 2 days, Bosh.
I'm playing one last song, Cradle of Filth.
Nice.
And this is an older song, Cradle from the Cradle to Enslave. This is one that you probably haven't heard before, and you're wearing the goddamn shirt, so you better do your Cradle of Filth.
I'll do that tonight.
Schooling right
Gilded
now.
Cunt.
So say goodbye, fat boy. And
fat he's boy. Talking to you, G. We're not fat.
He's talking to me? Oh.
Say bye.
Yeah.
I'm not fat,
so I ain't saying goodbye.
He's husky.
Well, then you can stay on the radio and talk to no one.
Talk to dead air, you piece of shit.
Later.
Later.
Yeah. Zaz Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band, everybody.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.